about to hear a life-changing message preached at the Qadesh Family Church in Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. In this final installment on the teaching of backsliding, Reverend Lindsay concludes and reviews the signs and symptoms of backsliding. In Luke 15, in the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the prodigal son, you see that there is more love for the lost sheep when it is found and more love for the prodigal son when he returns. Even if you backslide, the Lord knows you and loves you and wants you to return to him and serve in his house. Heaven is responding well to your new arrival. So listen in and be blessed.
I long to see your presence. I long to know your power. Fill me now with more of you. Oh, I long to see your glory, and I want to know your way. So would you please come and fill this place, 'cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with the dew. Bring down refreshing anew from above. I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus. Have your way in me, so that the world may see you are the potter, I am just but the clay. So mold me and shape me completely into what you want me to be, and I'll be changed from glory into glory. 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with the dew. Bring down refreshing anew from above. I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. From you, from above, I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. Oh, shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus. Oh, shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ.
Wow, hallelujah. Wow. Amen, amen, amen. Wow, that is awesome. We are in the house of the Lord. Amen. Refreshing. Hallelujah. Amen. So please, if you have not done so, grab your communion. Grab something to take notes with. Amen. Call a friend. Invite someone. You're about to embark and be encountered with a powerful service this Sunday. Amen. Are we ready? Are we ready? Are we ready? Amen. So put your hands together to welcome Christ and rise to your feet as we welcome our very own Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
So those who know your name, put their trust in you. Come on, let's lift our voice. Come on.
Woo! Woo! Only young people are dancing. If you are not dancing, it means that your bones are broken.
Those who know your name, put their trust.
Put their trust in you.
There is no other.
There is no other faithful God.
So loving and true. Those who know your name,
put their trust.
There is no other,
there is no other
faithful God.
So loving.
Now this is what we are going. Hey.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Go.
Oh, how I love his name so sweet.
Can you? Don't break your bones.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Wow. Sorry, you made it. Let's go again.
How I love.
How I love the name of Jesus.
How I
love.
Come on, come on, come up, come up, come up, come up. If you are old, don't try it at home. Your bones will break.
To me.
Clap for the Lord Jesus, young people. Tell somebody, I'm a young person. My bones are flexible. I am flexible with the Lord. I can go down and I can even come up. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. You are thinking I'm old. You're the one who's old. Say, I'm young too. Now lift up your hands. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We cherish your presence. We want to speak like David did. That I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We know that there are goodies in your house. There's a blessing that awaits us. Your word says they grow from strength to strength. Everyone that appeareth before Zion makes an appearance before your presence. Make appearance before God in Zion. Strengthen us. Anoint us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Do a new work. Make a difference in our lives in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. You may please be seated. Oh, young bones with young minds, flexible joints, dancing stars in your own right. Yeah, you can dance. You can go down. Go down. Keep going. You go down. You can't even stay there for a while. I can preach even from this position. Come on now. You want to tell me? And I can come up. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come on. Come on. I can even turn while standing up. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah? No, don't. But Micah, don't move them. Don't do that again, please. All right? It's okay. But don't do that again, please. All right, don't change people like that. It's not a good thing. Okay. Wonderful. All right. Now, let's listen to the word of God. Amen. Well, we've been talking about backsliding, and I want to bring it to a conclusion today because I have something special for you next Sunday. Glory to God. I thought you'd be excited. In fact, I'm not going to preach. But the way you adore, I'm going to only preach on this side. I'm going to only preach. This is the exciting side. These people, they adore. Oh, should I stay here? Let me see which one shouts louder. Is it this side? It looks like the power is here. The power is rather here. They were pretending. The power. Let me hear your louder shout. Let me try it on this side. Yes. Okay, it looks like it's a tie, so I'll stay in the middle. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's a tie, so I'll stay in the middle. Yeah. Bible says God is without partiality, so I'm just watching you today. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, today we're coming to the end of our series on backsliding. I can see that even since we started preaching about backsliding, many people have sprung forward. You know, sprung forward. Even the church is full. The Zoomers are more. And even some of you on Zoom, those times you used to be on Zoom, and then you just shut it off and you start cooking, and all you hear is the sound of your bubblings. You know, no preaching. But I can see that more people open their Zoom to video, and more people sit, dress up, that they are coming to church. You know, they don't just wear their pajamas. Some people are bare-chested and they are sitting in the dark. Yeah, you see. Some of you are just in your boxers and you are in church. Is that correct? Is that correct? If somebody who loves to visit your home in boxers, you think the person is crazy. Why do you do that to the Lord? Mr. Zuma, Madam Zuma, I'm talking to you now. Hallelujah. So dress up next time. At least you didn't come to the presence of God. And when you are making the house, you are bringing God as God is now your guest of honor. Then dress well. Otherwise, God comes and see your boxers and say, hey! Are we in the boxing ring? Boxer shorts are for boxing. Hallelujah. Anyway.
Amen.
So I like that, Zoom. Now, so if you're going to come on Zoom, dress up. Tell the devil you are not going to take, you stop me from going to church. You are not going to stop me from hearing the word properly. I'm going to turn on the video. I'm going to dress up as in church. And God is going to be my guest of honor, will be impressed with my attendance. I will write notes. When it's worship, I will worship. I will make no difference between my attendance to church and being behind the video, the Zoom.
Amen.
Real church. It's true. And the Bible says he's going to strengthen. You know, in the book of Psalm 84, verse 7, is that correct? He said, they grow from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion who appears before God. Yeah. Going to church makes you strong in the faith when you make an appearance. Well, Brother Michael, don't you agree? We are stronger every day we come. A word will strengthen you. Yeah. Yes. True. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. You are a stronger Christian when you are serious about the house of God. Amen. So it's very important. Anyway, we talked about backsliding, and we've been talking about several things about backsliding, descriptions of backsliding, signs and symptoms of backsliding. And today we want to make a conclusion about it. And I just want you to know that, you know, I don't know about you, but in a country that I've visited before in Africa, they said that there's something called lai mumu. You know, it's Aramaic or Greek or whatever language you name, you give that language. But what it means is that
George Fuse.
That when you have, you know why they use charcoal to
burn
the fire in the fireplace? They use charcoal. You see that? They use charcoal. Now, sometimes people don't know how to make charcoal. So they use just firewood. Firewood doesn't burn as well and as strongly as charcoal. Do you know why? Wood that has caught fire before and you stopped it, it's easier to catch fire again and to sustain it. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You know what that means? If you've known the Lord, you've backslidden before, and you come to the Lord, you have a potential to become stronger and fiery, more fiery. So they said that somebody, when people have been in a relationship before, it's very easy to catch fire. Yeah. It's true. Like people who, that is why usually old school classmates, high school lovers. Yeah, high school sweethearts. You have to be very careful when you are married. Oh, no, I'm serious. especially if, when you've had sexual encounters with them. You can easily have sex with them because it's like firewood that has burnt before. It's easy to set it on fire again. Now, what I'm trying to say, this one is negative connotation, but in the Christendom, when you have loved God before and you've fallen off, don't give up to say that I am lost, I'm finished. Rather say that, no, the Lord knows me and would like me back. How do I know? God feels the same way too. In the book of Luke chapter 15, Bible says that God told the pastors, when, if you have 100 sheep, 100 member congregation, and you realize that 99 are there, one of them is not there, you have to leave the 99 and go for the one. And when you bring the one, there will be celebration and a party, rejoicing at the one that was restored. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're backslidden, you come back. Don't think, let the church members look at you askance or some way. No, no problem. But the eyes of the Lord are full of love for you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. As for the Lord, it's only love. Victoria, say amen. It's only love. She's not hearing me, or they're not here. There are a number of Victorias. They should all say hello. Amen. Now, that is the thing you should be aware of, that God is filled with eyes of love at your second attempt at restoration. That is why in the first attempt with God coming to humans, he actually, the first attempt, he just made Adam sleep and take off the rib. But in the second attempt, Jesus didn't just sleep. He died for 3 days before he resurrected. More love, clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah, more love. That's why the prodigal son, the father was there for years looking ahead. When the prodigal son came, he ran towards him. He never, when that boy who had been there for years came from the garden, came from the work, from the field, the father didn't run. It was the servants who went to meet him. Because the love, when you see somebody who has been stolen, who was dead, resurrect, the joy that comes to you is greater. You can see that the prodigal son, although he had made many sins, when the father saw him far off, he ran and then he gave him a hug and he fell on his shoulder and gave him kisses. And he called for the fatted calf to be prepared. He put a ring on his finger. He put new clothes on him, new shoes. And there was merrymaking and music. I can assure you, all of you who've made new decisions about how to behave towards Christ, those of you who never fasted for a long time that now you're fasting, those of you who stole God's tithe that now you are tithing, those of you who didn't, who only listened to unbeliever music, let's talk about sex, baby, let's talk about all those things. I'm coming out where? Where were you? Go back into your closet and stop coming out. Yeah, now that you are now playing Christian music, I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life without your dew. What? Rain down refreshing anew from above. Clap, Sister Ariel. Be very careful the way you laugh at me in the church. In the church. Don't mind her, okay? And nothing is flowing, you are laughing. Clap for Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, when somebody who used to, Barbara, go and sit at the back. When, you made me even forget what I'm saying. Yeah, but when the Lord sees somebody who used to sing and, you know, rap evil, now singing worship, even when your hands are down, God is lifting you up. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So ladies and gentlemen, don't worry. You cannot out-sin God. When the prodigal son's big brother came from the field and said, this boy who has wasted your substance on riotous living, on prostitutes. You are killing it. The Lord said, you don't understand. The Father said, you don't understand. You don't understand. This, your brother, was dead. Nice. It was what? Lost and is found. He was dead. Now he's alive. It is meat. It is important. It's necessary. It's appropriate that we respond this way. Tell somebody, heaven is responding so well to your new arrival in church. Mr. Zuma, Madam Zuma, when you arrive in church, don't think that we're going to say, look at you, you are not coming. We will not see. We will actually rejoice. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I long to see you right here in Jesus' name. Today, the Zoom is on the Zoomers. They are the guests of honor. They are all coming to join us. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I want to throw a party right here. We are want to fill this room with food of different kinds. It's not International Day. It is actually anti what? Backsliding day. Yeah. Why don't we do it? Why couldn't we do it? The first Sunday of the month, next month, why don't we have a party for our official return to church? It's not a bad idea, Brad Michael. I don't think it's a bad idea. We will have the celebration that we, you know, can somebody bring a fatted calf, a whole, instead of having a whole cow, we will have a whole chicken or a whole turkey. It's almost Thanksgiving. Let's have a whole, Devonia, organize for me a whole turkey. Every meat should be whole. Whole fish, whole turkey, whole chicken. What else do you want? So, whole goat. I could say bring a whole goat. I'm serious. A whole goat. Clap for the Lord Jesus. A whole sheep. Many people don't eat goat. Bring lamb. Yeah. I could see. I'm serious, yo. Yeah. Look, Zoomers, don't waste the food because there's going to be whole chicken, whole turkey, whole lamb, whole fish. Oh, I can't wait. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. And we're going to eat. And if we don't finish it, no problem. Now we bought a whole refrigerator. We'll put it in for a whole week to have a whole celebration the following whole week. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So it's going to be a 2 week. They celebrated for a long time. We are going to celebrate. We should make the whole month even. I believe it. King Solomon had a party for how long? Or King David? Ahasuerus. He had a party for 180 days because he found, 180 days. Yeah. All right. So don't worry. We'll start for a whole day. You know, November happens to be also my birthday month by the grace of God. So we'll celebrate for the whole. Oh, why not? Why not? By the grace of God. All right. So let's do it for the first week. So next week, God willing, we start. They start trickling in. The place will be more full than it has been today. The following week will be full times two by the grace of God. We are observing COVID protocol, so don't fear. You know, if you are not afraid to go to groceries, why are you even afraid of coming this way? Okay. And also, ladies and gentlemen, we are not just going to come back as, you know, we've stopped backsliding and all that. We're going to show it by action. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 2 from verse 1. Revelation chapter 2 from verse 1. You enjoyed the sermon already. Isn't it a blessing? Yeah. Yeah. All of the spouses that when your all of you, when your spouses come home, there is no celebration. Stop it. Even prodigal people, they celebrate them. When your spouse comes home, kiss. Send a kiss along. Sister Aria, say amen. Yeah. And all you children, when your parents come home, hug them with a kiss. I like the way mommy treats me when I come home. She gives me a hug. I said, oh. I didn't want to tell the boys that you come and learn, but don't tell them I said that. Yeah, I can see that I've given my wife a girl, finally. Clap for the Lord. I told her she can't have a girl unless I give her a girl. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. No problem. You know, but she's teaching her how to do these things. So I don't want to have any problems.
Go on to her.
Amen. Revelation chapter 2 from verse 1. And to the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these things said he that holds the seven stars in the right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how you cannot bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have borne and you have had patience for my name's sake. You have labored. And you have, now watch this, for my name's sake. You know, I am going to ask all of you to start doing things for the Lord. Laboring. Because I've realized that although we have come back from our COVID, many of us backslid during the COVID, we are back and strong. The fasting was powerful. I've never seen such a large group of people at prayer meetings in the evening. More than almost 70 people, by the grace of God, evening after evening after evening. People wake up at 5 a.m. 40 people, you can go, and then they are there. I was so touched. Clap for yourselves. And many people have made decisions to fast at least once a week. And the miracles that have taken place, I am so overwhelmed. Even today, there were people who were supposed to have testimonies. We didn't have time to give them. I'm sure we'll have time to let them have the testimonies. But as practical part of the restoration from backsliding, the Bible says that I know your labor, your work. Please, where is the scripture? I know you have, for my name's sake, you have labored. Please go back to verse. Namesake, you have labored. Verse 3. For my name's sake, you have labored. You have worked and you have not gotten tired. Please. Brother Spencer, yesterday when I saw you joining the choir back, I was very excited. I don't know why you didn't sing. He sang? Ah, okay. So I've seen your labor is back. Clap for Jesus. All those who used to be in the dancing stars are coming back. Ashes, now we see only one. And even when they come, they are just sitting down. They want me to carry my food. They are coming back with their labor. Clap for Jesus again. What? Lady Pastor says, I should say the choir one again. All the choristers who don't come, Diane Akui, you are zooming into me. Zoom, stop zooming and singing. Hallelujah. Rosemary, I want all of you to come back. Ruthie, don't look down. I'm not quoting scriptures. Why are you reading in your Bible? Look at me. The stage wants you, my dear. Huh? I hear you found a beloved. Anyway. Hi. Miracles. Amen. Those of you who are nicely welcoming people, please go back and stand there and welcome people. In fact, I'm going to change a lot of the people at the back and bring new staff just so that we'll incorporate new people, because people have just resigned themselves. So now you say, oh, there's nothing to do. We're going to put people there. Gordon and Patricia and things, I'm going to reshuffle, get you some new people to help, and you train them. Because you see, if you also stay at the back too much, you even miss the service. You see, and all because, so we're going to labor. People, we're going to get parents to help with the children's, the safe church. Hallelujah. I'm talking about how to sustain your relationship with God after a backsliding period. This COVID, we want to jump back strongly. The boy, the prodigal son said, I will arise, I will go to my father, and I will say to my father, Father, I've sinned against God and against you. I'm not even fit to be called your son, but let me start by being one of your hired servants. One of the ways he was going to incorporate himself is by working, is by serving. This is called a church service, not a church relaxation. It's a church service. It's servings. I come here to serve you. I don't come here to be served. It's a church service. One person was, you know, quite an old college you know, master's degree kind of guy. And then the mother came and visited from another state and said, look, came and told told the guy that I've seen that your Christianity has changed. This pastor, I must meet him. This church, I must go there. So the mother, elderly mother, came. And so the guy told me, my mother says she's coming next month. And I said, that's beautiful. And then the guy told me, you know what my mother said? When he said he was coming, he said, you know, I'm coming to your church. I want to know this pastor and this church that has changed you so much. And the guy said, the mother asked a question that brought all this. He said, where do you serve? And then the guy said, mom, what do you say? Where do you? And the guy mentioned his workplace. Oh, I'm with FedEx. So no. I mean, where do you serve? So, mom, what do you mean? He said, the mother said, I am talking about your church. So the mother said, where do I worship? He said, no. You attend a church service. And so if you are in a church that you don't serve, you are not going to a church service. That church has changed. Everybody is supposed to serve the Lord. That's why Jesus said, that's why Jesus Christ said in Luke 2:49, I must be about my Father's business, not about my Father's relaxation. Yeah, clap for the Lord Jesus. I don't sit down in my home and I clean the place. I ain't going to clean nothing when I have children. Yeah, you're going to do the service or I will serve with you. Mommy, she has her chores. And the day she didn't do her chores, she saw the other side of me. Yeah. Her choice, just turn off the light and clean the dishes. That's all. You eat all the food in the house. Yeah. Service. That's how to raise a child. Christians who are raised relaxing, they do no good in the future. They become nothing. It's true. Children who are at home, they don't clean. The parents do everything for them. They become useless in future. Even at work, when they get a job, they can't enter early. And when they are demanding that, why didn't you do this job? So what do you mean? What's going on here? Because they were never trained to serve. It's a service. Parents need to train their children to serve, to know how to clean. Some of you don't even know how to cook, and you call yourself a girl, a woman. You are growing, you are a lazy girl. How do you think your mother learned to cook? Foolish girl, not you, but the one who doesn't know how to cook. Yeah. And then you marry, and then by the time, right, they package you back. Because you couldn't cook, you couldn't clean, you couldn't do anything. Say, God forbid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My boys, even my boys, they learn how to cook. All right. So learn to serve. So everybody here, God wants you to use your talent to serve. Joyce, I'm expecting you to serve. Say amen. Okay, not too soft. Say amen well.
Amen.
Good. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Doris, say amen.
Amen.
What are you going to do? Don't just say amen. What will you do?
Holy communion.
Holy communion, girl. Clap for Jesus. Sarah, please list the things for me. By the time I finish, you should be there. Going back to our works. And then it went on to say, Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 3. Let's keep going. Revelation chapter 2. I'm talking about backsliding. Now we are not backsliding anymore. We are front swimming. Or what? Sprinting. Fast. Says, nevertheless, I have something against you. Because you've left your first love. He's talking about backsliding. And he said, remember therefore from whence you have fallen. Remember your backsliding days. God is saying that, remember, you fell. We don't go for outreach anymore. We are now going for outreaches in the colleges. Everybody's going to have a school. Because you see, I've noticed that old people are difficult to witness to. Young people, they respond. We're going to win souls for Christ as a repentance token. You know, in the book of Matthew and then Luke chapter 3, both of them, he said, from verse 8, he said, don't just say we are Abraham's sons, but rather bring forth fruit or works worthy of repentance. And don't just keep saying that, oh, we are Christians. Oh, we are father of children of Abraham. No. He said, no, God is not looking for just people who would claim that I'm Christian. But he says that if you Christians don't do the worship, don't do the service, I will raise stones to do it for me. Tell somebody, I'm better than a stone. Better than a stone. That's the reason why. Look at your pastor. I work like you work. I am not paid to preach. I am not a professional preacher. I am a Christian who knows that I'm coming to a church service. When I come to serve. I serve you the word. Yeah. All right, so let's start. Leah, it's not enough to call for prayer. You will be praying for people. Leela, say amen. I will assign you with people. You will pray for them. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't seem very confident. You can do it. Jesus' name. Amen. Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Everybody that has been active in service in their father's house, they are giving great benefits. That's why service people who go to the military, their schools are paid, scholarships are given, because it's a service that is, they call it honorary. I mean, even when you go to the airport, they are given first pass. Let them enter the plane first because they are serving. God will make you a priority when you serve him. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Alice, say amen. It's working. Now, he says, remember where you've fallen, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your candlestick out of its place. Now, what you think is you've arrived. God said, if you don't arrive well, you backslide again. You will actually backslide again. And he will remove your candlestick means the position you used to occupy, occupy it again. Otherwise, I'll give your position to somebody else. Thank you that you're still taking the photographs. Now, we're going to take it from still photography to video photography. Upgrading. And even me, my preaching is going to become better by the grace of God. That's why I have not just arrived with Sunday preaching. I've added turning point services. Because I don't want my candlestick to be taken. I like pastoring you too much. I don't want God to change me. In case you are campaigning, well, it's too late. I'm back by the grace of God. Yeah. I've added turning point service. And now I've added Saturday evening. I'm here with the young people. I love it. I teach them. I sit down with them. They ask questions. We learn scriptures together. Yesterday, they learned us. Some of them did better than me at the scripture memorization. Yeah, because I'm sitting down and studying with them. Is it not true? Is it not true? I can quote that scripture today. They taught me that scripture. Yeah. Should I show off to them? 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12. Which version do you want? Which version do you want? Which one? Which one do you want? King James? Oh, you just tell me which one. That's how the children taught me. And I have studied it. And I'm learning with them. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example unto the believers in word, in conversation. You say conduct is for new living. King James says in conversation. Okay, in conduct. And in spirit, in love, in faith, and in purity. In fact, in love is charity in King James. We learn different versions of the Bible, and I'm there with the children. It's a beautiful thing. I become a child again. No wonder I can go down, 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 and you can't go down because you are not willing to study scriptures. But we're going to go into scripture memorization. We're going to go into lay schools. Everybody is going to belong to a school. Just like I'm in school, I've gone to, which grade are you? Which grade am I? I learn with the greatest. Ninth graders and things. I'm learning, no problem. It's no problem. Therefore, every one of us is also going to belong to what we call the lay schools. Lay schools. There are five of them, right? Five so far. One of them is called, let's get all them together. One of them is called the Fruitful Believer School. One other is called the New Believer School. Another is called the School of Apologetics, where you can defend the gospel. We have the School of the Word, and we have School of Victorious Living. Ah, clap for the Lord Jesus. And we have another one called Solid Foundation School. Just choose any of them that you want. And there's also Introductory School. You see, just choose one. Everybody get into one. Listen, God says that when a season like the COVID comes, when nobody has gone to church for a long time, and God, by his grace, we come back. Don't take it for granted. Go back to the old works quickly before your candlestick is taken away. I'm serious. I am not going to pastor and supervise over backslidden church members until they go to hell. No, if you're back, that's my best chance. That's our best chance to secure ourselves. Let's do everything possible. Not to, even the devil has that strategy. Did you know that? The devil's strategy, Bible says in Matthew chapter 12, verse number 43. It says that when an evil spirit leaves somebody, an unclean spirit leaves a man, it goes searching for dry places and finds none. And then it comes back. And he finds where he was living, dry, garnished, nothing is there. They've not put any scripture there. They've not gone back. You watch. This is what happened. That's what the devil is doing. That's why God says we should also up our beats. We should also step up our activities. Because the devil, once somebody has backslidden, this is what he does. He says that he sees. He comes and he sees that the place is clean and nothing has been put there. Then he comes back where he was, goes in and takes with himself seven other evil spirits more wicked than himself. Is to reinforce and to establish himself. Now, I'm not coming in. I'm coming with more demons. So when we, and then he says the state of that man is worse than the before, than the first. So when you have not gone to church for a long time, you have not fasted for a long time, you have not tithed for a long time, you have not sung in the choir for a long time, you have not served at a children's church, you used to be cameraman, you have not camerized for a long time, you have not cleaned the church, Ben, where are you? For a long time, and you come back, don't just come to do as it was. Do more than you did before. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because the devil knows that strategy well. And so God is telling us. So in Revelation chapter 3, the Lord says that you should actually go back to your previous, Revelation chapter 2 again, from verse 5. You know, it says, go back and to your previous work. It says that, remember where you've fallen from and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Then I like verse 6. It says, but that this you have, that you hate the deeds of Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Okay? You have something in common with God. You like things that God likes. That's beautiful. Amen. He that hath an ear, where is the old works? Go back to your former works. Where is it? That's what I wanted to read. Verse 5. Is it there? Yeah. Uh-huh. Remember, therefore, whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Do the first. Brother Michael, we have to go on outreaches again. We have to start the fellowships again. We have to do what we need to do again. Hallelujah. So it's a blessing to be back. To be back. Because the Lord misses you. And that's why Jeremiah talks about the fact that I know, you know, the love of thine espousals and the kindness of thy youth. When you used to run after me, you used to be eager, you used to be excited, and all these things. Hallelujah. So you realize that a few of them, let me just read the rest of the symptoms of backsliding. You realize that it's there. One of them, we talked about forgetfulness is one of them, right? Yeah. And not fasting is another, right? Or fasting less. So I'm just going to mention it to you and then we close. Right? And then what else? What is the next thing that we said? That's where we stopped. Oh, we didn't talk about when you're easily offended. Oh, that one was earlier. So mention from one. Number one, what? Bad. When you see somebody who has bad and Christian company, the person is most likely backsliding. Then number two, what? Looking backwards. When somebody is always talking about when I used to be an unbeliever, how I used to dance in the clubs, the person is about to backslide. Next one. Being overconfident. Oh, me, I can never backslide. Oh, me, I'll never fornicate. On me, this church, I will never stop. Look, Peter said, Jesus, I will never deny you. If all of them deny, I will never. But he was the one who denied first. Don't be overconfident. Then number four, stubbornness. People will tell them they will never do it. They'll do this. Some people you call them, they look in your face, but they will never do it. I've seen people, you talk to them. Stubborn. You see a stubborn person, that's a person that's backsliding. Number five. Easily offended. Christian surprises. You see, there are people that, but I prayed. How come God didn't answer prayer? And that surprises you. You are going to backslide. Easily. I've been doing everything. How come my marriage became this way? No, don't be surprised. Sometimes it's a test. When you are surprised, you're likely to go back. Okay? Don't be surprised. But this is a church. How come they said that this person is in prison? But he's a Christian, you're surprised. But this pastor is a pastor. How come that he's quarreling or his wife is quarreling with him? Then you're surprised. Because usually pastors don't quarrel with their wives, right? Their wives quarrel with them, right? Amen. I have the microphone, so I'm not going to look there because I can be in trouble at home. So take it that my wife didn't come to church today. Anyway, right? And then what is the next one? Easily offended. You hear little preaching, you're offended. I'm stopping the church. I'm stopping the church. Yeah. I mean, a message came and it didn't go well. I'm out of this place. I'm stopping the church. When you are like anybody who's like that, easily backslides. Never let things offend you like that. Oh, when the lady pastor passed me by and didn't say anything. He doesn't like me. You backslide. I was sitting and then they moved me from my chair. And then, I came with my friend and they sat me here. They sat my friend there. You are offended. You're easily to backslide. Next one. Forgetfulness. People who forget what the Lord has done for them. Sometimes you forget what the church has done for you. So, I'm going to leave the church. Oh, I'm going to do this. What does the pastor mean by that? You easily forget and therefore you easily backslide. Next one. No fasting. Anybody who does not fast, your spirituality is in question. There is not one time that you remind your flesh that you are a spiritual entity. Fasting reminds you all the time that this flesh doesn't always have to be satisfied with what it wants. That's why you're always giving sex to it, pornography to it, food. You are sleeping when you are in church. You are on Zoom and you have slept. Wake up. But when you can fast once a week, you remind your body, I'm not just flesh, okay? I'm a Christian. I better have to read my Bible. I have to be in church. I have to feed my spirit. I need to worship, for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You remind yourself, I have, as long as I've known myself as a Christian, I've always fasted at least once a week. When I became a little mature, I added another day. And now even there's a third day, which I'm not would know what to call, whether to call it fasting, or because Sunday I don't eat until I finish preaching. So you can call it fasting. Yeah, because it's for a spiritual reason. Yeah. I told my mate that you should fast once a week. He said, Yeah, you're going to do it, girl. Yeah. it will remind you that you're not just fresh. And one of the reasons, I'm very thin. I will become very thin. You are just thinking of your flesh. Look, what? Your spirit is also thinner than even your flesh. You don't even know. So let's beef up your spirit and beef up your flesh. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's clean up your, do makeup. Why don't you also beef up your spirit with fasting, with the word, with all these things? Clap for Jesus Christ. Amen. The next thing is the lust of the world. Mark chapter 4 and verse number 19. Bible says Mark chapter 4 verse 19 and Mark 4, 19. Mark chapter 4 verse 19. Okay. You know, and you know, the person who the sower went to sow and then some fell in thorns. And this explanation, the thorns are something actually torn, pokes into it and it doesn't become fruitful. Because this is the explanation, because of the curse of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of all things, entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful, you know? So these are chokers. Let me tell you, anybody who's just, you care so much for the world, curse of the world means they are not bad things. Curse, you're into your children. You're into your, I have to have a beloved. You're into all those things. Your work is far more important. These are curse of the world. You have to, curse means you have to take care of them. Things that you need to take care of can cause you to backslide. Yeah. I need to take care of my education. I need to take care of my children. I need to take care of my business. I need to. If you are into taking care of yourself so much, I tell you, backslide. Take care of your spirit. And the deceitfulness of riches. People who get rich are likely to backslide. Who get rich. That's why you better get rich before you become a Christian. Become a Christian properly before you become rich. Otherwise, Bible says that it's easier for a rich man to enter for a camel to enter through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get to heaven. Yeah. So riches bring backslide. So may God make you a proper Christian before he gives you a lot of money. Or as you are having a lot of money, may God upgrade your spirituality. Otherwise, you backslide. Yeah. And the lust of other things, you know, discontentment. I have to have more money. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody told me that, look, I have to have more money. Put the church thing aside. Put this shepherding aside. I'm retiring from shepherding because I need to work more. I'm retiring from church. Give me a break from church. Let me beef up my finances. This is what chokes the word. People become backslidden like that. Say, I will never be like that. Amen. So desire the will of God. And then the next thing is praying less. Praying less. Praying less causes you to backslide. The more you pray, the less likely. Then the next one is not being committed. People who are committed to the church are less likely to backslide. People are committed. Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they were committed or they were devoted to the apostles' doctrine and to prayer and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread. And Bible says fear came upon the church and the church grew. People who are committed are less likely to backslide. May you be committed to something. Be committed to prayer. Be committed to the church. Be committed to your quiet time. Be committed to God. Yeah, be committed. Be bold to say, I am a Christian. I am committed to my work in the choir. Yeah, more commitment, less backsliding. Amen. Yeah, it's just like people, when you are not committed, you're just a boy who you like this girl. But when you get married and you are committed, you're more likely to be fruitful. Yeah, it's only boys have girls, but men get married. Yeah. When you're a boy type of Christian, get up. Today you are in this church. Tomorrow you're in this church. Today there's a problem. I'm going to that church. Tomorrow I'm not going to come to this. I'm not going to come to this. It's a sign that you are a child. It's a sign that you are a child. Oh, yeah. It's a child. They have this toy. Then they throw it away. But me, I have my car. My car is my toy. It's been with me for years. Yeah. My wife is my pet. I haven't changed any by the grace of God. And I'm his. You see, it's a sign of commitment. I've been in this church since I became a believer. I have not changed churches. Think I've not been offended. Or commitment will not make you backslide. I've become so committed. I've risen through. I've worked as a drummer. I used to act in the plays. And then I became a shepherd. Then I became whatever it is, was center leader. Then I became a pastor of a small place in a group. Then I even started a church. And I've started this church. Look how beautiful this church is. My commitment is likely to earn for me a certain stability. Yeah. Become committed. Ruthie, say amen. You're committed. Every meeting you want to be there. Okay? Committed. And then irregular fellowship will cause you to backslide. Today you are in, tomorrow you're not. You know, some of you have to fix your mind. I don't work on Sundays. Period. 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 Wednesday evenings, I am for fellowship meeting. Period. Period. I don't do anything. That is my Sabbath. The Lord says that if you delight in the Sabbath, He will bless you. Go and look at Isaiah chapter 58. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Laziness and excuses will make you backslide. That's the next one. Laziness and excuses. Laziness. People who are lazy backslide easily. They are lazy. They don't want to get up. Oh, it's too far to drive to church. I would rather do Zoom. It's raining. I can't go. Oh, while I'm doing Zooming, let me sleep, lie down. Yeah, doing Zooming is okay. But, you know, people are not lazy. When they are doing Zoom, they sit up. They write notes. They dress up. But people are lazy. They lie in their bed. Those are the people that backslide. No, these Zoomers are not like that. They are not. All of them are sitting down. Clap for the Lord Jesus. My Zoomers, they are not lazy at all. No. I've seen Zoom in other places. Although I don't know what is behind the scenes. But I've seen in other places, people are sleeping. People are even asleep. They are snoring. But here, have you heard any snoring? Clap for our Zoomers. And those who snore, they won't snore again. You watch it. From today, they won't snore again. Amen. Laziness. Romans chapter 12 and verse 11. Bible says, don't be lazy. Be not slothful, but be fervent in spirit while serving the Lord. Yeah. It says, when you are lazy, you cannot be fervent in spirit and you won't serve God. You backslide. Slothful means lazy. Amen. Then, what is the last one? Coldness, being cold. Coldness. You're too cool. People who sit in church and you are not excited about anything. When they say hallelujah, don't say amen. You don't bring any Bible to church. You don't write notes. You don't care. I mean, the church service is going on and you're sleeping. You're dull. Dull people backslide. Yeah. Let's change your attitude. Be excited. You know, you're in church. When they say, it doesn't matter. When they say amen, you say amen. Sometimes you rise up and, yeah, pastor, preach it. Someone say, pastor, preach it. Well, you. I've even showed you what to do. You do. Say, pastor, preach it. You lift your hand and say, pastor, preach it. Good. Dullness. Uncle George. You may be old, but you don't have to be cold. Let's see some excitement. Say, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right. Uncle George, they didn't believe that you did that song. Do it again. Say, yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Clap for Uncle George. He's the oldest here, but he's a cool, exciting young man. Yeah. Look. Backsliding can start from your face. It is a reflection of the spirit. Yeah. Dullness can mean people who come to church late. They turn on their Zoom late. You are dull. You are not excited. People who are excited, wow. They can't wait. They say it's 11 o'clock. They are there immediately. Praise and worship, they are part of it. They learn the songs with them. When they are dancing, some of you were dancing. What was the song that I sing before I come? Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Oh, how I love the name of. No other name means more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. It's like, carry on. You want to preach, just preach. You are dull. You are cold. That's why you will backslide. But you will never backslide in Jesus' name. You won't even say amen. Say amen. Say amen with a fist. Amen.
Amen.
Look, David was an exciting young. God called him a man after my heart. He danced until he closed. Oh, I love the name of the Lord. Name be more. That's it. That's excitement. That's excitement. And God will cause people to put shoes on you. Clap for the Lord. Because of your excitement. He will cause people to serve you. Because you're so dark. You are not serving God. Even in the worship, you're so cold. And look, because Miriam was cold, everybody had gone to dance because the ark was coming. God's preaching was coming. Presence of God was coming. David, the king himself, or the pastor was dancing. And look, the Micah was sitting down and making comments. Look at this church. They behave like children. Because you're old. And dull. And too cold. Frozen Christian. May the Lord's Spirit bring the thawing. Jesus' name. Cold Christians backslide. Cold Christians backslide. They don't take place in, they don't take part in anything. Coldness. Yeah. They are called Christian diplomats, executives. Look, my thing is frozen. Eh? We can end here. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet. My iPad has gone cold. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Put your hand. Tell the Lord, I will never be cold towards you. I will show excitement. Yeah. Yeah. David was excited. He went and he saw everybody was quiet. They are not fighting. He said, wow, I will fight. I will fight for the Lord. Having no spiritual ambition is another thing that makes you backslide. So many, go and read that book called Backsliding. By the way, I will give all of you free copies of Bishop's book. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Everybody who's interested, I will personally give you a copy. All the books he's written. And then how much do you want to pay for it? Anything you want. How much? I'll give it to you for free. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You don't even have to pay a dime. Over the next few weeks, it is the more exciting. Everybody who comes, we are going to give. It's a book of about 72 books. Everybody who comes to church, you will get a free copy. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Everybody, it's a group of 70 for free. Just bring your iPad or your phone. We will download it for you. And I will pass the password so that you can access. You can't give it to anybody. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we're going to give awards, number one, to the first people will be the people who come to church first. In fact, why don't we give it to the people that sign up for school? That's not a bad idea. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. The lay schools that we are talking about, that everybody, you know, the lay schools, it's a phenomenon or a concept where you can ask questions. Because we've noticed, is it too cold? Yeah, get excited. The coldness will go away. Hallelujah. The lay schools, these schools, everybody sign up for one. If you're not sure, talk to your shepherd. And everybody who signs up, you'll get a full 72 copy book. For free. If anybody charges you, come and tell me. Free. This book on backsliding is there. The next thing I'm going to be preaching will also be there. And then we'll give you, the people who graduate from the school, we'll even give you, there's a book, a set of 1,000 books. Anytime you graduate, you'll get a copy of an extra book. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I think I'm a kind pastor. Me, myself, I'm feeling like I would like to join this church. Yeah, this kind pastor, I would like to join his church. I'm not surprised that you would like to join. And me, myself, I'll register for a school by the grace of God. All right. So please put a list of schools there. And everybody that signs up will get it. So over the next 2 weeks, We're going to be signing up. Next week will be enrollment. This week will be choices time, and next week will be enrollment. Once you enroll and you forward your enrolled to show it, and then you show it to your shepherd, and that will be your ticket to get the 72 books for free. Yeah. Amen. Put your hand on your heart. Say, Father, thank you. There was no use to backslide. I will not backslide. I will forward swim. I will run after you, Lord. I will leap after you, Lord. I will hold tightly to you, Lord. I am your lover. I am your admirer. I am excited about you. I am not a dull, cold Christian. I am not a lazy Christian. I am a real lover, lover of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you want to give your life to Jesus, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, I want you to say this after me. And I wish that you all will say it. Because I feel like giving my life to Christian, to Jesus again. I think we should all do it. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, I'm sorry for being dull. I'm sorry for being aloof, passive, lazy, cold, unexcited, prayerless, fasting free. I want to come back. In fact, I am back. I love you. Forgive me for my backslidings and help me to run after you with eagerness. I am excited about you. I will demonstrate it. I will work for you. I will search for you. I will read your word. I will worship you. I will serve you. I will join a ministry in church. Please fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit and anoint me to do this great service of great works towards your name. Please write my name permanently in the book of life and fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Wow. Weren't you blessed by that anointed word of God? Come join our services this and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom at meeting ID 934-809-4313 or in person at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Memphis, Tennessee. Be blessed.